Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
If you really do work on something, you can make it happen. Let's talk about Michelle Lesko.
Okay.
She set a Guinness Book of World Records.
For?
Michelle. Today you attempted the record for the most mayonnaise eaten in 3 minutes. To achieve this record, you needed to exceed a weight of 850.5 grams. In today's attempt, you consumed 2,448 grams of mayonnaise.
Yeah,
just blew it out of the water.
Title, congratulations!
I think the first time anyone has ever said that.
Yeah, yeah, so she ate, she set a world record for the most mayonnaise eaten in 3 minutes. Michelle Lesko ate about 3.5 jars of mayonnaise in 3 minutes. And it is, I'm telling you, dude, it is the most disgusting thing you'll ever see her doing this. Travis actually posted it on our Facebook page yesterday, I think it was. It's disgusting. Like, I'm just watching the video now.
No.
She's literally got a jar. Ugh. She's got, like, these jars of, like, Hellman's mayonnaise.
She's eating it with spoons?
And she's got a big, giant spoon. Yeah. And she's just shoveling it in her
mouth.
God,
that's gross. It's not Cool Whip. That's actual mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I use mayonnaise on, like, mix it in with tuna.
Right.
I'll use mayonnaise if I barbecue, like, a chicken burger. Like, a little bit of mayonnaise instead of mustard. I like a little mayonnaise with my chicken. But I can't think of anything else I use mayonnaise for.
This is an easy record to set because nobody in their right mind is going to do this. Like,
yeah.
3.5 jars of mayonnaise. I get 3.5 jars of, like,
KFC gravy.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I could do that. I mean, either way, you're having a heart attack.
I could eat 3.5 jars of McCain's cake if you could jam it in there. Yeah.
Okay, sure. But this is ridiculous. 3.5 jars of mayonnaise and... Like, it just, I don't know if she, I hope she's married, because there's no way.
Well, that's a good line. I will tell you this, Wayne Gretzky's 92 goals in a season might be broken. That will never be broken. No.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know what's better than causing a bunch of serious family drama?
What?
Doing it from beyond the grave.
Ew.
There's a PI named Bill Edgar in Australia. And he provides a one-of-a-kind amazing service.
Uh-huh.
People who are dying hire him for $10,000 to show up at their funeral and tell secrets or settle scores with their family. He's been offering the service for 2 years, 22 funerals so far. Here are some of the examples.
Okay.
Quote, I blend in with the mourners. I sit with the family and friends in the middle of everybody. I was to tell the best friend to sit down and shut up because my client knew he'd been trying to have an affair with his wife. So he did that. Another time, old Billy says he was hired to tell mourners at a biker's funeral that his client was gay and his significant other was in the audience.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
That'd be a shocker.
He also says his clients hire him to get rid of stuff they don't want their family to find, like, quote, money, drugs, guns, or porn.
Yeah, I was going to say browser history.
Yeah, that's right. And if this sounds like it should be in a movie, well, guess what? It's going to be.
Great.
It's being developed into a movie or a TV show. He's signed a deal.
Starring David Spade for sure.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Researchers at the University of Oslo in Norway found that our bodies start instinctively moving when we hear music. It's impossible not to dance when you hear music.
Ugh.
Just stand still.
I'm watching the music video for the B-52s right now. Watching them dance is like watching your parents make out. It's just the most awkward thing.
even if you don't think you're dancing, our brains are so programmed to like music that your body's making some sort of tiny movements to the beat.
I can't dance to this one.
You're
not
moving.
Even a bit. No,
you're
I'm
moving.
Not. Well, yeah, I'm shaking my head. That's what I'm
maybe,
doing
maybe
right now.
Maybe that's dancing.
No, it's not dancing. It is
come
disapproval.
Come on, now you're next going to the night at the Roxbury.
I'm sorry. If you like this song, you're a horrible person.
It's terrible.
Mean, there's no liking this song. And if you karaoke it, you're an even worse person.
Dude, I can guarantee you I could play you one song that you would dance to. That'd be Scrubs from TLC.
It's no Scrubs. Well, you get it right. If you're going to mention Legends, okay, like TLC, get the song title right. Oh, there's a song by the Beatles. It's called Your Hand. No, I want to hold your hand.
Jude.
All right?
Jude.
It's called Jude. All right? Same thing. Scrubs. How dare you mention TLC and then get their song name wrong in the same
Scrubs.
Breath? I should come over there and hit you. I really should. What were we talking about? Dancing or some crap?
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Well, we're saying you hear music, you got to dance. You're going to tell me that we didn't have fun on the dance floor in Cabo when Scrubs came on?
Yeah, no Scrubs. And yeah, I did, but Love Shack never came on, and I would have sat there like a statue if that horse crap would have come on.
No, you wouldn't have.
But I will say this. When I've got some liquor in me...
Mm-hmm. Which you did the night in Cabo.
Which I do most nights. I would definitely... And I'm at like a wedding or something.
Yeah.
They play a little Diamond Rio Meet in the Middle.
Oh.
Or they play some 90s country music.
Oh.
And I'm out there. I've got my pickle stabbers on and I'm out
way
there.
Way down yonder on a Chattahoochee.
There ain't no cricket safe, my friend. Because I'm crunching them. Right there, slapping that plate.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hard to believe, Chad, that it was a year ago today, like a year ago this weekend, that the Riders, that Brett Lowther kicked that field goal to win the Labor Day Classic. Remember him, Ryan, and Jorgen Hughes ran into Pill Country?
Yeah.
And the funniest thing was a lot of people didn't even know that Lowther, they were so excited, they didn't see Lowther and John Ryan run the entire length of the field and go up into Pill Place and start drinking their beer.
Yeah, Pill Country, yeah. I was there, I was at the game, and I actually had the perfect seat because I was in the end zone where they kicked the field goal.
Okay, yeah.
And... this is just lets you know how things have changed. I was so sick. I had the flu. I had a horrible flu that day.
And you went to the
and
game.
And I still went to the game because it was a Labor Day.
Well, it's a Labor Day classic.
And I was like, I'm not missing this. Like, I was puking.
Yeah.
Did not matter. And now if I... Yeah, right. Now that's not happening.
Yeah.
But that's what the Labor Day Classic means to us.
Yeah.
So it's a little painful not having it happen this year.
But even though we joke that Winnipeg comes here and we make fun of Winnipeg, which we'll continue to do, there's something to be said about, Labor Day Sunday. They usually stay at the Delta across from the casino where they lose all their money and pride. And whatever pride they get, they got left gets taken from them on Sunday afternoon because they usually get their ass kicked here. So they walk down in their Bomber jerseys down Sass Drive to Elphinstone
there's
Street.
There's nothing like the rivalry between the Riders and the Bombers.
And we played them 5 times last year.
And it's always so fun, too, because I think for the most part, both sets of fans are pretty good at ribbing each other.
Well,
And they're pretty good at taking the joke. I will say, when we went to Winnipeg for the Banjo Bowl that one time, we were not treated very well.
Yeah.
But I have seen people not treated very well when they come here. But not like that. Like, we were getting spit on and all that stuff.
How much
there,
do I miss football? I even miss during the national anthem when they yell, True North. True North! Or when they get their ass kicked here and they're walking out. Your Jets!
Yeah.
Where's your hockey team?
Yeah, where's your hockey team?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ex-mattress actress... Yeah. Sasha Gray has her own show on a new channel for gamers called Ven. And she did her own poll here of... She did her own poll on what the people lie about. Okay?
On dating apps.
On dating apps. So here's the number one lie. How successful they are.
Oh, yeah.
That's the number one.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Because there's no way
that
I'm going to be honest about exactly what I do.
Now,
there's nothing impressive
about... Or how good you are at your job or how much money you make.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing impressive about middle management, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to say that you're some churched up version of yourself.
And if dude... Here's a sure tell sign, too. If dude's at dinner with you and he gets up to go pay at the till... He's got a coupon or something. Like, he's got something he doesn't want to pay at the table.
But, like, back to the whole lying about how successful
you are. Well, that's what I mean. You
fake it till you make it. So, Muhammad Ali didn't say, I'm the most mediocre, okay?
No.
Muhammad Ali said, I am the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it even after he didn't have a particularly great fight. He would still say, I'm the greatest.
Yeah.
Because he is the greatest. It's about selling yourself.
Perception's everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you think you're garbage, then they're going to think you're garbage. So, yeah, lead with your best foot. Tell them you're successful. Be the best.
Number two lie.
Are you okay over there?
Number two, no. Number two lie people say.
Yeah.
Age.
Why?
Well,
why lie
like,
about age?
Well, you can get away with it now with all the Botox and stuff you can do. You can get away with age. Like, you can look younger
than
you normally
are. Well, I guess if it's a one-nighter, all right. But if you're going to get serious about it, they're going to find out that, geez, that person died early.
How does a 28-year-old die that early? Yeah. Oh,
I figured this. Yeah. I figured I had another 10 years left on this. Wait a minute. Let me check the death certificate and the birth certificate here.
Here's one
something
I don't know
doesn't line up.
Here's one, weight. They lie about their weight.
Again, like they're gonna find that out when they see you.
Yeah, like once they sit down at the table with you, which eventually will happen.
I'm 250, but I'm a slender 250. How tall are you? 5'6". Oh yeah.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936 Wolf, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A.
Shall I start?
You do it again, yeah.
Brian asks this. I've decided to quit drinking. I don't have a problem, but I feel I've kind of grown out of it. I have a small family gathering this weekend, and I know I'll be pressured to drink. How should I handle it? Well, Brian, it's fairly simple. Just tell them you're dying and that you can't have another drink or you'll be dead. They can't
argue
that.
Which might not be a lie.
Well, that could be. I mean, they can't argue that. Just say your liver's about to go, so you need to quit drinking.
I really don't have a problem with drinking, or like it's not my thing, so I can't really. No,
just anything. I would say, or whatever.
Just tell them you're eating your carbs.
Or just tell them to screw up.
Hey guys, your favorite color of jelly bean.
Wow, solving the world's problems.
Jelly beans are the most overrated candy in the history of candies. They're gross. I don't like any colors. No flavors for me. I don't like jelly beans. I'll never eat jelly beans. If I was the hungriest guy on earth, I wouldn't eat jelly beans. They're gross.
Okay, so jelly beans? Should I just say one more time?
Yeah.
Black jelly beans.
Black jelly beans.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll dive in.
I can't stand anything like that. Licorice.
Sure.
Or nothing.
I'll do it.
Ugh. You're weird.
Just bought a truck and realized it's too big for my garage. I love... A lot of O's on this. I love this truck. It's my dream truck. Do I take it back or just park it on the street? Ever thought about buying a new house?
Yeah, bigger house, bigger garage.
It's just another mortgage.
It's not a big deal. You can refinance it.
That's right. Just go to the money
tree.
When
you built your garage, did you measure it to get a truck? You did?
Yeah. No, not a truck, but for our, because we've got a bigger SUV, so I had to make sure it fit. But yeah, no, it fit. But yeah, I would say buy a new garage, or it's your dream truck, but do you really want to park your dream truck out on the street? Mm. Like, does it deserve that?
This one from Candace. Hey, Ballsy, this doesn't really apply to you because your kids are older, but it might apply to Chad, although I did have younger kids. Do you have any made up swear words for around the kids?
No, I just let him have it. Oh, not toward our kids?
No.
I actually, you know what? I don't really change my language much in front of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think not being able to say certain words is silly. Like, so I will say the F word around my kids. I try not to, but I will.
I drop it now around my kids because they've already heard it. They're 18 and 16, but it used to be cheese and rice.
Yeah.
And mothers and fathers. Mother fathers. Instead of, mother fathers and cheese and rice.
What's more mature? Actually saying the swear word or making words up? Think about that. What's more mature?
Well, swearing makes you sound... Swearing can be a habit and it makes you sound really not very intelligent.
Really? Or not being able to find the right words for something? Makes you sound very, what am I?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So Australia, much like Canada, has been slowly jacking the price of cigarettes up over the last 10 years. And they've done it fairly slowly. However, just this week, Australia implemented a huge price jump. So if you smoke Let's say you buy a 25-pack of Marlboro cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
In Australia, that's now going to cost you $48.50 a pack.
Wow.
$48.50 a pack. $35 for a 20-pack of cigarettes
in
Australia.
What's the cost here?
You know what? I'm not totally sure. I think it's in the 20s. Like it's
over $1 a smoke.
I don't think it's that high. Maybe it is. I don't know. I know that it's not as much as Australia.
Wow.
Like $50 bucks for a pack of cigarettes. And if you smoke a pack a day, that ends up being about $12,500 a year. So you could buy a Sea-Doo every year for that amount of money. You could take your entire family to Hawaii every year for that money just to smoke cigarettes. So I've asked on our Facebook page, and I always know that I always laugh when the people see this question. Should prices like this be implemented in Canada? And some good reaction to it. Brandy McDonald, she says, I get it, but the lower classes are going to hurt the most from this. Why don't we invest in more affordable ways to help quit smoking in addition to this? Because you will undoubtedly have people still paying insane prices and hurting because of it. It's an addictive product, and some people really struggle fathom quitting. Okay. Yeah, I agree. The lower class will get hurt the most.
But will a sock in the pocketbook where it really hurts, will that make you quit?
Again, you're horribly addicted to it. Will it make you quit? I don't know. Like,
well, if you got to choose between smoking and paying your bills and eating, are you going to quit?
Some people will make the wrong choice on that one, dude. I've been a smoker.
Well, I can't totally talk because I've never been.
So. Have you ever been miserably addicted to something?
No.
Okay. Because cigarette, like it is, it's one of the worst addictions you'll ever face. Clayton Cook says, higher and higher prices drive me to quit. I remember the exact moment I decided I would be done. Two packs for $32. I quit a few weeks later. So,
wow.
Yeah, I guess it does work for some.
Some.
And Corey Park says, I say do it. Help pay for health care, education, and other social programs. While they're at it, add a high tax to garbage food as well. Tax fast food, chips, pop, etc.
That's if money goes back to, like he suggests, where it's supposed to. It never does.
And I don't know if it does. That's a
thing. It never does.
And also, if we're going with that idea, okay, well, then we have to put higher taxes on. I mean, what don't you have to tax people if they skydive then? Because they could face injury while they skydive.
Well, if you're going to tax smokes, you got to tax booze.
Or what about people who snowmobile every year? If you're mm-hmm. a snowmobile, or if you're a hunter, mm-hmm. well, that's a risk. You could get shot out in the bush.
Don't worry.
So do you got to pay a tax for that?
Don't worry. If you want more taxes, you're going to be getting them.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I've always been the. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm an emotional guy.
No.
Yeah. No, so like, and I've taught my kids, you never go to bed mad. You always say, I love you. When my kids leave the home, like my daughter always says, love you to Ethan, but back and forth. Like they still do that,
sure.
right? And, you know, call them every night. But when I was getting my birthday wishes here on Facebook and text, personal text and stuff, I was saying, love you to God. Like even to the guys, even my guy,
sure.
hey, love you, bro.
Yeah,
love you, man. Take care.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of guys aren't real comfortable with saying I love you. Like our buddy Carlo, he's a mutual friend over at Italian Stardelli. He
Absolutely.
Says I love you, but he kind of says it in like a
buddy way.
Kind of like a bro way.
I love you guys, man.
Yeah.
I love you guys, man.
My my buddy Marco Ricci, he always says I love you, but he means it in like a love you, like a bro, like he'd be my brother type of deal. But I was
like a macho man, Randy Savage kind of way.
Well, no, I think even more like.
No, it's just because he sounded like macho man.
Oh, okay. Brother. But like, okay, for instance, I texted Jared Livingstone, our friend at Waskenaria, and I said, hey, love you, man.
Yeah.
You too.
You could sense the hesitation.
There was another guy, Craig Adam, the real estate guy, said, love you, man. Same.
What I like to do is make it super awkward. So there's two people that will do the love you thing. So Brock, who used to be here on the Wolf, he was notorious for that.
And he tried to kiss too.
He's trying to kiss you. And he'd always say, I love you. I love you. And then if you didn't say it back, he'd say it back.
Yeah,
and he'd always say
that,
right?
Yeah.
And then Mark Johnson from My92, he says, he'll always say, I love you to me. And I will always say it back to him. But I will always say, I love you too, deeply.
Yeah.
That makes it weird.
When he says it to me, I say, I love you more. And he says, impossible.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And it gets a little awkward because I really believe that he does love me.
No, well, I love him too. I do.
I know.
I think what it is, and I've noticed this too, that especially since my dad died, mm-hmm. I remember I didn't say I love you to guys up to that point. And it wasn't like a homophobic thing. I think it was just like, it's just, that's how it was. It's just, you know how I feel about you. Right. But then when he died, I was like, maybe my buddies around me don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Ballsy, I want to take this time.
Don't even go.
Look me in the eye.
I'm looking in the eye.
Look me right in the eye.
Yeah, I am.
I tolerate you.
Oh, it's so hard.
And I mean that.
That's so hard.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.